A senior risk management analyst with Hamm's Marketing Services says the biggest risk for Canada's pork producers as the result of U.S. tariff threats will come if U.S. pork is hit by retaliatory tariffs. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Despite escalating trade tensions between the United States and its trading partners, products covered under the Canada-U.S.-Mexico Agreement, including pork, have not been impacted. Paul Marchand, a senior risk management analyst with Hamm's Marketing Services, says it's become apparent that much of the U.S. talk of tariffs has been primarily a negotiating tactic.
When we're talking about Canadian pricing, we have to remember where those prices are derived from. And our prices are derived in the USA from the USDA report, daily reports. And in that sense, we would be much more concerned about how someone retaliates on the United States as opposed to if the Trump administration or any administration happened to put a tariff directly on Canada. So somebody from the federal government call me tomorrow and say, Paul, what should you do? And I'll tell them, do not tariff U.S. pork, point blank, period. If pork gets backed up in the U.S. for whatever reason, it will pressure the U.S.-based price, which is where we get our prices. The biggest concern is actually Mexico. Mexico takes around 40% of the total net U.S. export product mix. So it's a huge market. So when President Sheinbaum says she's going to tariff U.S. pork for whatever reason, that's when we should be really nervous. Because if Mexican buyers, for whatever reason, look elsewhere and exports to Mexico drop off significantly, you would see probably a fairly quick futures response getting ahead of the expected cash response, which would be in a prolonged tariff war. You would see lowering prices. But yeah, again, to Canadian officials looking to support the Canadian farmer during a tariff talk, do not tariff U.S. pork.
Marchand expects the rhetoric to continue in advance of the renegotiation of the Canada-U.S.-Mexico trade agreement. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.